Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's mightily moving. And he's not delaying. He's moving. He's doing things. Operations of love is what he's doing. He's gathering as many souls as possible that he may rescue them from the tribulation and bring them on into heaven. God is generous for us. His love needs to be known. It needs to be known, the love of God. And the more I learn from him, the more I want to learn from him. Everything that he's done has been great in my life. So many blessings. So much security, so much peace and joy. And I cherish everything that God has ever done for me. Sometimes I remember things he did years ago and I thank him for it. And when I used to work for myself at people's homes, I heard all kinds of conversation. There are things going on. People get themselves in so much trouble. The wicked will do wickedly. Daniel said that. And they won't understand. I don't want anything bad to happen to the wicked. It's not personal with me. I want to rescue them out of the danger that they're already in. And the only one that can get them out of this kind of trouble is Jesus Christ. People are making decisions that cost them everything, cost them their family. And they don't know how to get out of the trouble. Trouble is easy to get in. And it can seem so hard to get out of, but with God, all things are possible. You can win. Everybody can win. And if they'll trust in Jesus, they can win. Satan knows this. He makes it look like you can't win. And sometimes the things you're looking at can seem greater than God in your eyes. Sometimes people don't say that my problem's too big for God. They just can't see God healing them because they have not heard the word of God enough or properly. But the Lord has an exit plan. He can get you out of the tangled spider's web. But if you love the world, you're in it. And you won't be free of it. The world is not something you just have to be delivered from. You have to cut all ties. You have to hate it. You have to hate the evil way. If you don't, you can be just like the man that was once an alcoholic and he got dried out. And one day he went and took a drink and started the whole evil process all over again. You can't afford to look back at the world. Last broadcast, we were talking about how Christ can be formed in you. When you look into the Lord and you learn to govern your life according to His Word, you see things as they truly are. When you have your eyes open and you're walking in the light, you know what to avoid. You can see things as they truly are. But if you're running fast in the dark, you can kill yourself. You can hurt yourself. You can fall off a cliff in a ditch. You can cut your feet on glass. You can run right into a thorn bush and have all kinds of misery. It's time to open your eyes. Leave the world and its illusions alone. The world is very elusive. The things that people are doing out there, when you learn God's ways, when Christ is formed in you, whatsoever is born of God cannot sin. Especially if you decide to cut all ties with it. When I learned God's way, and I receive His love and His ways, His correction, I turn around and reject everything that caused me the problems in the first place. All the evil. Not people, but the evil. The evil outlook. The negative mindset. the worthless habits. You can speak to your habit system and kill it. You can turn your heart at your will. I learned this from the Lord. You can speak words in faith and turn what's in your heart. Sometimes you can want to do something so bad or so strong. And then the Lord will reveal that that's not your road. That's not the way to go. I was going to refinance my house once. And the Lord gave me two dreams. I remember one of them. In one dream, I was working across the street from where I work now. And I was making the same amount of money, but instead of fixing cars, I was breaking rock all day. I was working much harder for the same amount of money. And you would think that dream would have done it, but he gave me another dream. I think this was the second dream. When I had that dream, I called it off. And I didn't do it until the interest rate went down low enough. Then it was worth it. But in the dream, I was breaking rock for the same amount of money. It was in my heart to do this because I was looking at it from a certain point of view. I wanted to get out of debt fast at that time so I could get a shot. And I thought it would work. But when the numbers didn't add up, it wasn't going to work. But when you're so geared up and you think something's going to work, it's in your heart. And so I called that one off. I obeyed the Lord. You can be so attached to some idea that it can cost you more than you want to pay. I'm not talking about common sense. I'm talking about what's in your heart. People don't do common sense. They do what's in their heart. Whatever's, doesn't matter how it got there, that's what you'll act on unless you remove it. So I started speaking. I will not make this deal. I had to speak it. Now I know this may sound foolish. You know, you understand for once it's a bad deal. But you have to get it out of your heart so that you won't be double-minded. So that you won't think God said something. Math don't lie and God don't either. When you look at the numbers and you regard the dreams God give you to guide you, then you make your decision. If the Lord, you're about to get married and the Lord won't give you some kind of warning, you got to, it's in your heart to marry this person because that's a big jump. You were about to make a decision. People don't make decisions like that unless it's in their heart. So when the Lord show you the problem, you got to change what's in your heart. You can't just not do it. You'll be double-minded if you don't remove what's in your heart. You have to do that. When Israel left Egypt, they physically left, but Egypt was still in their heart for generations. When they got in trouble, they wanted to go back to Egypt. Even the children, after the parents were gone, the parents had talked about all the wonderful things in Egypt. Now they were slaves, but when they didn't know what to do, they wanted to go back to Egypt. And when they got in trouble, all the way up to Jeremiah's day, Jeremiah gave them a word: don't go to Egypt. And he said, "You dissembled in your heart when you sent me to the Lord to speak on your behalf." And they boldly told him they were going to go to Egypt, and they took Jeremiah by force. Why? Because Egypt was in their heart. And in Egypt, Jeremiah prophesied some more. The Lord told him to stack up some stones by the creek Kiln, and he did. And he said, this is what King Nebuchadnezzar is going to come and set his throne. And he told him how he's going to destroy Egypt, do away with Pharaoh, and just like he said, Nebuchadnezzar came and set up his throne. There was no communication between Jeremiah and Nebuchadnezzar. Now they had to know it was God, and then they got killed, and that was prophesied. And the only ones that got away were the people who were reluctant to go. Some people escaped. because they were taken too. They may have been adolescents and had to follow their parents. But they left and they had a report to tell. Even the devil let somebody live so they could tell Job. And God let some live so they could tell Jeremiah's story. They didn't want to go anyway. But they had to go where their parents went, or this is what I assume. But some people escaped. But the people who were determined to disobey God, they died. Or became slaves. If you push the issue, you'll get what you're after. But it may not be what the way it will not be the way it's saying. It's going to be like God said. This is very important. I don't want to see God's people hurt. There's no sense in that. Not when we can be receiving information from the Holy Spirit and doing great works and do the exploits that Daniel talked about. Those that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. And people that love the world, they will be destroyed by it. Just like Israel was destroyed by Midian for 7 years. Sounds like the tribulation. And God raised up Gideon. They were having tribulation, all right. But people that won't make up their mind, they're going to have tribulation too. The great tribulation is not going to be like modern times. It's going to be weird. You're going to see monsters. You're going to see things you never saw before. All kind of demons. People are going to try to die and can't die. Everybody that received the mark, they're going to be troubled. They're going to be plagued. And they can't go to heaven. They have no hope. They worship Satan and not God. I'll never fear man. And I'll never fear what man can do to me. I love God. I love His word. I love His ways. I love His plan. And I really love what the Holy Spirit is doing for us. Guiding us into all truth, helping us see and understand. We don't have to suffer evil loss like that. Jesus made a way out. And the enemy will try to set you up with traps. And people are doing things that cost them everything. You know, this keeps coming up in my spirit. I'm going to say it. I didn't want to. I think I was working on somebody's car, and they must have known about this situation. Somebody I overheard somebody talking about a pastor. He had an affair with this woman. And then he repented and wanted to do right and broke off the relationship. And then the devil sent that woman in the church, and she sat down by his wife. And she said, if you break off this relationship, I'm going to tell everybody what happened. And he was stunned. You know, I forgot whether he continued the relationship and tried to keep it quiet or what happened. I didn't really want to think about it. But that's how the enemy does things. When it comes to Satan, you gotta rebuke him. You gotta face the things that you gotta face. And you gotta kill all of his influence against your life. I've heard so many stories like that people do things. When politicians go to Washington, of all places, if they don't have a strong biblical background, what happens is somebody's going to set them up. Corruption loves corruption. The world loves its own. And people that stand out. So the corrupt politicians will set them up. The first bribe they take is a felony. So they take the bribe, then they'll get pictures where they took it. So their enemies got proof. Now, if you don't play along with us, then we're going to expose what happened. And that's how they do. Corrupt preachers are no different. Corrupt men are no different. There are corrupt, evil people out there. Now, you wouldn't do it, and I wouldn't do it, but the wicked will do wickedly. And you have to understand that there are tares among the wheat. There are Satan's people among God's people. I even heard of a preacher, a friend of mine. He went to a church and the pastor tried to set him up. Tried to get him to go and counsel a woman at her house. And he said, well, I'll wait, me and my wife will go. And the pastor said, your wife, what, you weak? He was trying to get him to sleep with that woman because that's what they would do at that church. I don't like to talk about things like this, but nobody needs to be blindsided. Satan is vicious and he's after our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Our relationship with the Father through Lord Jesus Christ. Our relationship with the Holy Spirit. He wants us to defy God. I won't do it. I hate the world. I hate the evil way. And I live with my eyes open. And I trust who God trusts. If God can trust him, I trust him. And how do you know if God don't trust him? Because God will tell you. When he warned me about people, I believe him. And I don't just go by a voice alone. I live with my eyes. And it always happens. They say or do something that God said they would do. And I know. Some people, they go by every voice they hear. Satan will speak too. But when God speaks, it's the truth. And you know God's voice. If you know God's voice, you can be led by his voice. You know his voice. You know how he talks to you. You know what he will and won't do. When he give me dreams and visions and just tell me things that's going on behind the scene, I know. And I know what to watch out for. And he don't let things sneak up on me. Because I'm saying these things because when you're following God and you're doing what's right and you live a holy life, Satan has a plan against you. Now, at random, I don't do this every day, but sometimes I just tell Satan, all of your plan against my life is dead in Jesus' name. Sometimes I'm driving and I'll almost get hit by a car, or I almost have a wreck. And then I'll drive some more, and the same morning, somebody else will pull out like they were going too fast, and they almost hit my truck or whatever. And then I'll tell Satan, stop this attack. You can't touch my vehicle. And then it stops. Satan has plots and plans and problems against your life. He'll try to attack your finances. Protect your finances with your mouth, with the words of your mouth and faith in your words. Protect your life. Protect your wife. He has a plot against the people you love. He would try to set up temptation fires either against you or your spouse and or your children. I pray for my children. I said, Lord, help them to, I talked to them about relationships when they were much younger, before they ever started thinking about dating. And I told my daughters things to watch out for. One of the things that I said, if you like a guy and he'll never come around your family, especially the men of your family, he don't mean any good. He ain't no good for you. But the real, if a guy really love you, he's gonna want to come around your father and your mother, and he's gonna come around. And he's gonna respect your family. I've seen it too many times. Men that just want to sleep with women or use women or have an extra girlfriend, they're not coming around the men or girls' family. They usually go find women without a daddy because they're creeps. But God loves us, and he'll help us avoid problems and the plots of the enemy. And I'm saying these things so that we can all live. We have to protect the work of God in our life. It's worth it, and we have to protect it. We have to protect what God has given us, the heritage and the mighty move of God. It requires us living a holy life because we bear fruit after our kind. Lukewarm pastors produce lukewarm fruit and they do damage. But the greater works of God is done by those who walk in love. Keep walking in love. Keep trusting God and having faith in him. The Lord loves you. I love you. His return is soon. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. I'll continue to do all this in his heart. Till next time, remember, God loves you. I love you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.